This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roswell County Historical Society. In 1920, during Prohibition, there were a lot of anecdotes in the local papers about trying to put an end to smuggling liquor across the Canadian border. Confiscations led to storing of cases upon cases of illegal liquor at ports in the area, and sometimes even thefts from those stashes. For a while, the authorities believed that there wasn't so much smuggling in this area, thinking maybe most of it was coming across from western provinces. But they decided to beef up the force of agents here and found plenty of action to keep them busy. An article in the Roseau Times Region of November 12, 1920, tells this story. According to the statement of P. D. Keller, supervising federal prohibition agent for the Northwest, more than 12,000 gallons of smuggled Canadian whiskey has been seized within the last 6 months, and at present there are about 700 liquor cases awaiting trial. The experiences of the 25 men watching some 300 miles of boundary, which includes fighting battles on lonely roads, ambushing armed gangs, combating desperate men who use ships, airplanes, armored cars, dynamite, railroad trains, and even innocent water wagons and gasoline tanks to outwit the law, have produced settings in northern Minnesota for romance of adventure that rivals the legends of liquor wars in the Cumberland Mountains and the backwoods of Kentucky. The many wild tales of encounters with liquor runners, which a short time back raised an incredulous laugh, have been vouched for by federal agents so often of late that they are no longer questioned. Revolvers, sawed-off shotguns, and even machine guns have entered very much into many of the affairs. With the advent of winter, as well as the near approach of bone-dry provinces in Canada, the efforts and daring of the runners have increased, and as a result, the agents have been kept extremely busy. Even submarine chasers have been used on Lake Superior, one of these fast crafts capturing this week a launch loaded with liquor. The agents have averaged over 500 gallons a week from their captures. They are also getting many of the runners. This week, three Baudette residents were caught, while over in Dakota, Al Forseth, who headed the International Flying Circus, which gave the airplane exhibition at the Roseau County Fair this summer, was caught together with three of his brothers and three other Grand Forks men in a running gunfight. Their cars were more or less shot up, and when caught, they had three revolvers and a shotgun and 26 cases of liquor. Of course, it wasn't only out-of-towners who were in the business. In another issue of the Roseau Times Region in November 1920, three guys from northwest of Roseau had been arrested. Here's the article, with names omitted. The heavy hand of the law fell on three violators of the Volstead liquor net Wednesday, when two government officials and Sheriff O.A. Rice caught the three men with the goods in their possession. The three have been under suspicion for some time, and when the officials got them, they had in possession 8 or 9 cases of Canadian whiskey and several gallons of alcohol. They were brought into Roseau and placed in the local jail, where they are being held awaiting the arrival of the U.S. Marshal to be taken to Thief River Falls before a U.S. commissioner for preliminary hearing. In speaking of the liquor smuggling business, Sheriff Rice made a statement that if the people knew just what kind of stuff is being brought in by these lawbreakers and the chances they take in drinking it, they would be ready to give every assistance to bring them to justice. Analysis of some of the stuff brought across has shown it to contain as high as 33% of ether, large percentages of nicotine, and other poisons, while it is passed out in bottles with flashy labels indicating it to be of bonded stuff and several years old. I'll share more stories about these ventures next week. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.